What happened to Moisai? Lessons from the Lev, Parshas Dvarim, Litzareinu, the week of the 9 days, which Amir Hashem will conclude with Yontif on Sunday of Tisha B'Av. We have to really believe that that's really what the goal is here. That Kol Mesavel Yerushalayim, if we really take it seriously, that's the lesson for today. How do we take this seriously? The Torah begins Sefer Devarim in a very, very strange way, in that Devarim, as we know, we spoke about, that Devarim is, yes, the fifth book of the Torah, but we call the Devarim Mishnah Torah. Chazal tells us Mishnah Torah. Mishnah means, of course, to review. Seemingly to review. Well, is it? Because the Pasuk says, Elu HaDevarim. It's interesting because Rashi points out in Mishpatim, Ve'elu HaMishpatim. So Rashi says, why does it say with a vav, the Ela Mishpatim, says Rashi? Kol makam shenamar Ela? Anytime it says the word Ela and not ve'ela, Ela Mishpatim, ve'ela Mishpatim, pasul es harishonim. If it doesn't say vav hachibur, so it's not machaber to what was just written, and we don't have to tell you, obviously you know, we just read the Seres HaDibros. It's not enough. We need Mishpatim. We need to learn the laws of business. We need to learn all the different laws. And therefore, if it says the word vei, lemoisif al rishonim, Medrash Tanchuma says, and Shemois Rabba. Ma rishonim isinai, what then it says, goes on and explains to us. So whenever it says the vav, it's vav achibor. Vav achibor is very, very important. Right? Famously, hine anoichi shaleach lachem es Eliya hanavi. A lot, we read this, we always sing it the wrong way. No, that's not right. It's Eliyah, because the Vav HaChibur is supposed to be Mechaber when the Baruch Shalom Emir Tzashem rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Eliyah is supposed to do. The Or HaChaim picks up on this in our Parsha and says, well, what's going on over here? It says, why does it say the words Eilu HaDevarim? Elo Miut HaKodem? What was in the last four books? Chas V'Shalom, it's not that it's not important. But I want to start my own thing, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Perush lefi she'amar asher diber Moshe she'harei heim divrei atzmo. These are his own words. She'kol ha'sefer toichachat u'musar mi'moshe levar apia Hashem. He amazingly says that these are Moshe's words. Moshe writes this, as the Gemara tells us in Megillah, Lamed Aleph, Amid Beis. He said it himself. The afilu mashachaza pirish, even those things that are repeated, and seemingly most things are repeated. Ma'amar Hashem koydim lo nitzavu oisochein ela mitzadu chazar. It's ki'ilu that Moshe Rabbeinu said these things. He wrote them down and sent it over to the Rabbanu Shalom and said, okay, now put it in your Torah. It's fundamental. It's amazing. So the question is, what's going on over here? We have a whole sefer now that's repeating things. How do we learn this out? The Ramban picks up on this idea as well and explains that Moshe understood Bnei Yisrael after all these years, and now all these years in the Midbar, he knew how to speak to Bnei Yisrael. He did it in his own style and then dictated it to the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Or HaChaim continues and says that he spoke to each Jew in a different way. He understood how to speak to them. It's different than the other four books of the Torah. We have to know how to speak to another individual. And this beautifully, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in this wonderful new sefer, Kol Ram, which took different sichot of Rav Moshe Feinstein. This was a sicha that was given in 1961 in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Moshe did not go many times to Eretz Yisrael. They had the Knesia Gedola of the Gudus Yisrael. And he explained this exact Gemara that we said. And he said, Eilu HaDevarim, not Ve'eilu HaDevarim, Klal Godolano, this teaches a very important klal. Sheka'asher ha'adam midaber el b'nei Yisrael. when we speak to Bnei Yisrael, tzarech ledaber ba'ofen shiyah hadvar mekabel meitzlo. Kol Yisrael, you have to say it in the right way. V'tzarech ledaber l'kol echad kefi madrei gato. Right? I have the great tzchus of giving two of the exact same shurim every Shabbos. Siyum. We spoke about it at length. I promise you, your shiur is much different than the shiur I give at 4:45 to the staff. To whatever it's called, the lower staff. Not as much lumdis. I don't necessarily bring, you know, the machlokes in between, you know, Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rosh Shlomo Zalman. They don't care about that. The tachlis. Can we go to the seder or not? What's the story? Can we have meat? You have to know how to speak to people. When a teen comes into the room, to know. Sometimes you have to schmooze. Sometimes it's not about just learning with him. Sometimes the schmooze can change his life. Even if you didn't say a word of Torah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu's great talent. He was able to speak to Bnei Yisrael in the way that he did. He knew how to say that it wasn't a tochacha to them. And it's just, Pasuk Hey says, Hoyel Moshe be'er es ha-toyra ha-zois. Peirush Rashi, Shivim Loshon, he said it. 70 different ways so that people would understand what he was trying to get at. And he says, that's why we're called Agudas Yisrael. Because we're Aguda Achas. We're just repeating. We're not adding anything, Chas V'Shalom, to the Torah. Ain't Chadash Mid HaTorah. He says, but V'yasu Kulam Aguda Achas. We have to make an Aguda Achas. We have to recognize that if we're talking about, and obviously he said this in Parshas Devarim, obviously every year was the 9 days, Agudas Yisrael, supposed to be Shmokeinu, is to do achdus. To recognize that partsufeim shoinim, everybody's face is different. Everybody's different. I have to approach the situation differently. Everybody's not like me. We don't recognize that. We make the mistake all the time. If we concentrate on nothing this week, it's sinas chinam. Because we compare ourselves to other people. And not know to speak to him and say, guess what? I was like that 2 years ago. I don't want to tell people I was like that. This is a great, he happens to be a great posek now. He doesn't like to tell people he went to the yeshiva Flatbush. So when, on his bio, it says he went to yeshiva in Flatbush. You know? I don't want to say. I remember having the great schus on NCS Waikola of meeting the great Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. And it was a question and answer. You know these NCS Waikola question and answer. Oh boy, here it comes. The guy raises his hand. He says, how'd you become such a gadol in spite of the fact that you went to Ida Crown? Ooh. And he went, in spite of the fact? No. It's because of the fact. That made me who I am today. I don't tell anybody I didn't go to Ida Crown. I don't tell anybody, no. I don't want to tell people I went to Hafter. So Hafter's Hebrew name in Hebrew is Yeshivat Chof Darom. I went to South Shore. I'm not lying. It's not going to even stop. Okay, fine. So message number one is that we have to know how to speak to people. It's very important to know how to speak to people. Shivim Lashanas. We speak to each individual differently. Obviously, when we speak to our parents, we speak mekavod. When we speak to our spouse, we speak to it in a different way. I'm not dealing with a friend here. This is your Ezer Kenegda. That's how he was so mekubal. And therefore, it's hard to believe that we call Mishnah Torah. It's a repetition, because it's not a repetition. There are new mitzvahs in the Torah. There are new ways in a few psukim as well, in Pasuk Chav Beis, famously in the word of Eicha, in this parsha, Moshe just gives a remez to what happened in the Chet HaMeraglim. He doesn't go into the full details. He says, right now it's not right. And the whole story seemingly is different. He says that, oh yeah, remember when the Meraglim said that the Aretz is Tov Ma'od? Is that really what happened? But that's what they needed for now. That's also important. There's a wonderful wonderful person who I had this chus of spending time with. And I was in Rav Aaron Salvechik's shir.
So I was a little bit outnumbered in terms of, we had a very small shir. We had, I don't know, eight, there was eight people in the shir. But everybody was about 25 years older than me. So the person that was closest to my age was Rabbi Josh Hoffman, who unfortunately died very, very young. He died in his 40s, unfortunately, a number of years ago. Rabbi Hoffman was an amazing individual, and he wrote Divrei Torah. You can look online. They're called Netvort. A wonderful, amazing Divrei Torah. What I love so much about it is he quotes his Rebbe, my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He was definitely a Talmud Muvhak. And he was the type of person, whenever you came up to him, he would say, hey, what's going on? No, give me a vort, give me a good vort. He always wanted to hear Torah. So Rabbi Hoffman tells us over, I think, so beautiful. And he says like this. Whenever we study Torah, we have to recognize Tiyeh Chadoshim Be'enai. Torah has to be new to us. Whenever we come across something new, somebody asked last night someone, oh my God, when is Rosh Chodesh Elul? This person's like, in about a month from now, it's Rosh Chodesh, right? It's a month, it's Rosh Chodesh Elul. You're going to approach Rosh Chodesh Elul like you did last year? Are you nuts? Especially those guys that were Shana Aleph. You crazy? Tiyeh Chadoshim Be'enai, this is a new Elul. This is a new 9 days. And he said, I'll give you the vort. The vort's from Rabbi Moiri of Aaron Soloveitchik. Rav Aaron said, the Gemara tells us in Sukkah. Yes, you're learning Sukkah. I don't think this piece you learned. The Gemara tells us that the Anshe Yushalayim, the great people, would be chaviv of the mitzvah of lulav. And they would carry their lulav and esrog around the whole entire day. They would carry the lulavim. The chashivas of the mitzvah. You have to find some people like this. You know, you guys know the old city is very, very, in a positive way, strange place. You walk around, you see all these people wearing tefillin all day. It's like, oh, wow. So the same thing. People would carry their lulavim the whole day. But we're told that when it came to Kriyas HaTorah, everyone would put their lulav down. So Rav Aaron explained, why is this so? So we know there are different mamar in Chazal, what the lulav, Esrog, Hadas, Marav, is what they signify. Chinuch talks about it. And we know the lulav is the spine. The spine is the central nervous system. It controls the brain and controls everything. Chmana Litzlan, my wife's a physical therapist, she has a story about it was actually a famous football player's brother. So this famous football player used to come all the time. My wife says, did you ever hear of him? I'm like, oh my God, he's like the most famous. It was his brother, Nebuch, was, I don't know if he was drunk or not drunk. They had a dare and he jumped into the pool from the roof of his house. Didn't make it. And that's it, he's done. Spine is the central control of our entire being. So we take down the spine and we say, wait, this is Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is not min Har Sinai. The Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik said the reason why a person, there's a minhag to stand during Kriyas HaTorah, because it's Kabbalah HaTorah, mamish, every single time that we hear Kriyas HaTorah anew. That's the idea. Tiyeh Chadoshim Be'enai. Talmud Torah is supposed to be different. Eilu HaDvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, no, now we're going to read the Torah differently. Don't think that when you stand up in a few weeks from now for the Aseres HaDibros, it's the same one in Parshas Yisro. No, it's not. It's different. Everything's different. Tiyeh Chadoshim Be'enai. We are sometimes make the mistake of saying, well, I remember what we did last year. Wow, that's all I hear here. Well, it bothers the heck. Remember in Najua? Remember in Najua? Okay, enough already with Najua. We did it this way and that way, and now it's dead. Good, let it be different. How can I make my Tisha B'Av different? How can I make these 9 days different than they were last year? Even if you think those were the best, if you could use the word best 9 days. They were so spiritual. They were so... My Elul is going to be the same? No, nothing is ever supposed to be the same. It's supposed to be different. Different in a good way. I said this a million times, I'll say it again. How is it possible that this year and last year are the same? We went through the worst year in probably, I hope, the history of your life. Thousands of people died. It's going to be the same year? And Elul, you're going to think the same way? No, I remember crazy, almost 2 years ago. It was January, and I was on the plane, 2020, and I didn't know it was going to be my last trip for a long time. And the guy sitting next to me was this Israeli guy wearing this thing called a mask. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I don't know. Maybe you have COVID. I have COVID. What? It's Corona. Corona. Oh, yeah, the China. Who cares? It's Chinese people. Who cares about that? How the world changed. How did we change? Lama of the Ha'aretz lo bircha b'Torah tchila. It wasn't that they didn't say birchas ha'Torah. It wasn't chadash in be'enai. They just... The worst thing we can do is treat our lives as regular. This is the way I daven. This is the way I'm going to continue daven. That's not what Tisha B'Av is about. I want the Beis HaMikdash. How do I wane? How do I want the Beis HaMikdash? What do I do? How do I show Chadash and Be'enai? I come to the Rabbanu Shalom and say, no, this is different. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein's different ways of learning it. It's for you as well, not just for other people. They're doing sukkah again? I did sukkah already when I was 13. Oh, yeah, really? You did it for your bar mitzvah? It's going to be the same way? Of course it's not. I give some of the same shurim as you know in camp. But I research it as if it's new things. I find new chidushim. I find new things. Oh, I didn't know this. I didn't know that. Some of the questions that are asked to me, wow. You challenge me. I didn't think about it. I got to think about it. That's a good shiloh. But I gave that shir for eight years. I'll be giving the same. It's different. We need to think to ourselves a very, very central focus this week. It was one of our rabbeim who you've never met, but he used to say, you all are a bunch of figures. Right? What does that mean? Because we just... We're inconsistent. We're not. We have to be people who say, "Okay, this is all for your own. I'm not telling you what to do now." Each person on his own, he can come to the Rabbanu Shalom and said, "I did something different to want to wane for Mashiach to come, not just the lip service of the Yerushalayim Ircha Barachim Toshu. Maybe I spend a little bit more time on thinking about it. No, actions that I'm taking." I said to Rabben something that bothers me to no end. I was watching yesterday such a beautiful, inspiring video. Mamish, unbelievable. Of the tremendous Kiddush Hashem of the workers who came from Eretz Yisrael to try to find survivors, Rahman al-Islam, who weren't able to, in Surfside. And they left yesterday. And as they were leaving, everybody was clapping, and you heard faintly, I'm sure you, if you haven't, see this video. They were singing... Ani mamin be'emuna shalema, be'vias ha-mashiach. And as much as we may have been inspired as I was from that, what happened in Surfside? What have we done? How pathetic are we? Hundreds of Jews died. We're numb to it. Hundreds. Thousands of Jews died. Thousands, Rabbi Yisai, during Corona. Miron. We're becoming like it doesn't mean anything. And that's what happens with the kino. We read the kinos and we say to ourselves, are you kidding me? This is so boring. I'm sorry to be honest with you. So boring. This doesn't apply to me. I don't care. I don't even know there's a place called Worms. What a weird name. What do I care about that? I can't relate to the kinos because they don't speak to me at all. Maybe the Holocaust on a little bit. Rabbi said there was a Holocaust that happened for a year and a half. It's called Corona. Do you forget how many people? Millions of people died. Over a million people. Rabbi said, hello? It has to affect you. It can't be the same Tisha B'Av. I have in my sitter that I put in right in the beginning, I think Rav Shmuel Eliyahu said, to say the Avina Malkeinu, that Hashem should remove from us Dabra Magefa Menachlasenu. We say this all the time in Avinu Malkeinu. Magefa. I don't know. What a Magefa. I heard a story about Rav Akiva Eger. They had cholera epidemic. And then can we fathom that this is possible? So I'm not going to focus on this on Tisha B'Av? That the Rabbanu Shalom is in charge of the world? And I need a change? And I need a Beis HaMikdash? Because I can't have this happen anymore. Just read in the Gemara in Moed Katan, Baruch Hashem. We're zeichet to finish today. So my son read me this stirring line. What it will mean? What will it mean, Mashiach ben Dov? What will be in the time
There'll be no death anymore. At least in the beginning, people won't die in the same way. Why doesn't this affect me? Why don't I care? Why am I not an Elo Devarim Jew? Don't connect to the past right now. Connect to the future and say, how am I, me, care about me? How am I going to change? That's the lesson. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichet to take to it with us this year. And this is a life lesson. When it comes to everything in life, whether it's Torah, so when it comes to Torah, to your chadosh and be'enai. Don't have a chazara shir and read it the same way you read it before. Don't sell yourself short. Work on it. And in your areas of Torah that you want to learn, mashach libo chafetz bo, tia chadashim be'enai. It's new. It's Eilu Dvarim. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. They tell the Torah differently to each person. You have to learn in different ways. You should be zoiche for that. And when it comes to an Elul, which is a month away, start thinking already, how am I going to change myself? How is this Elul not going to be like last Elul? How am I going to show the Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't need another Magefa, Rachman Litzlan. I don't need, in Eretz Yisrael, the 16th wave of, you know, I got a mask, mask again, what's going on? The variant, I don't know, understand this whole thing. And yes, as this very difficult week comes, that mamash we should be margish and feel. At least this week we should be sitting on the floor and saying tikkun chatzos. It's hard for me to believe that anybody here goes to sleep before chatzos, especially in camp time. A little bit say, a little be margish. Something maybe you never did before. And having milchiks for dinner most nights this week hopefully will bother you as much as it bothers me. Be margish what it is to have tsar. Feel it. Maybe go online, I'll give you a heter, and read some of the names of the people that died in the Surfside. Read about them. Read about who we're missing. Let it affect me. Think about those families. Be margish with them, what it feels like. That's an aguda achas. I don't know. I know them because we're the Jewish people. We're one being. With that, the Ribbono Shel Olam should see that we've changed and we want to change. And we should be zeichet that to the true nechama of Binyan Bayis Shlishi. May this Sunday be the day of the ultimate yontif of Tisha B'Av when this beautiful Beis Medrash gets lifted up in the air and brought to Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh v'Binyan Bayis Shlishi v'Meheir v'Yameinu Amen.